Now, let Marley be your clock. You owe me 100. Ain't a couple of y'all not a motive mix. It's called for our call. It's part of an ashful. Armor of Nachman, homage being also Shua's Hesses. There is a Shua's Hesses. Now, just as we saw, the Rambam Perik Aleph Hilchos Shuas. Oh, the Rambam Hafla. Says, Chach me a Talmud. Said the Rambam says it's a shul that was created by Chach me a Talmud. Rambam says in Hilchos Shuas that it is that is Chach me a Gemara. It's Chach me a Talmud. It's not, there are three levels of Shuas. There's Shua number one, Shuas HaTorah. There's Shua number two, Shuas HaMishnah. Shua number three is Hesus, which is Shuas HaGemara. It's a totally different type of Shua. When the Rambam talks here in Perek Yud Aleph, Hilchos Shuas, he says, "The Yeshom Shua Cheres, he takonis chach me a Gemara. He a nikris Shua says, 'Abi she bezem mashmi also, ain't a nikris Shua Sadayon.' Not called a Shua Sadayon. I'm not just interested in what label you put on it. There's an idea he's trying to tell you. Is a Shua Sadayon? That's one thing, and then." There is a Shuas Chachmei HaGemara. Okay, and that's a Hesus. And that is, they did it, Rav Nachman made that takona. Mashmin also Shuas Hesus. My timer. Chazok Enam Tovayam Ken Yeshalom. Adrab, Chazok Enam Yisrof Nei Lechovo. Ishtamutu Kom Ishtamele. Shova Adahavale Paranele. So what is it telling me? It's giving me what the Gemara Gimei Mar Bar Metzia. The Gemara Bar Metzia says, "Mipnei Ma'am Retorah." Why do we have a? Why is Motive Mitzvah all about? It says as follows: "Mipnei Ma'am Retorah." Chazok, where are we? Chazok in Oram, Tomel Ken Yeshlo, Chazok in a maid's problem, Nacho, Ishtamutukom, Ishtam. Remember Torah. Torah said that you take a shua. Now, here the Gemara says, Zaina Hanami. Because of Mishtamer. Hey, how do I know? Says Rashi, a very key Rashi. What's Rashi talking about? Hobamil Koshliatis, from Posliatis. Okay. What is the Gemara talking about? So, this is a Gemara. There are two separate things we have to keep in mind. Psul Eidos and Choshel Ashfu. We're learning from Eidos to Shfu. But it's not so simple to learn from Eidos. They are different and they are very fundamental in their fundamental nature. There is a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Chav Zayin Omer Aleph. It's a Mishnah, Chav Hei Omer Aleph. It says, Mishnah says, Chav Hei Dalar Omer Beis. Eilei HaPsulim. These are the people of Potsle Yetis. Sachi Bekuvia, Malva Beribis, Afrika Yonim, Socher Shvius. A few inside of a career gambler, Malva Ribbis, okay, Mafriche Yonim, another type of gambler. They used to have pigeon races. So for Shvius, people who do business with Peir Shvius. That's one Gemara. Okay. Now, Baruch of Zion Amr Aleph sounds like this. Mu'amr Ochon Avelis Ateyothet. A person who is an Ochon Avelis. He's possibly Yates. Why? Machlok is a buying rover. Moroch on the veil is Tayom and the rabbi called Possum. Lahachis, a buyom a Possum, Bobom a Koshim. A buyom a Possum, Tabele Rosha, Rachmonoam, Al Toshi Rosha, Eid. Bom a Koshim, Rosha the Chomus bin. Mace. Toshi Rosha, Eid, Al Toshi Chomus. Kazlon and Bolin Bish. Okay. Now, Machlok is a buying rubber. Rubber says, I need an A chomos. They're two separate psulim. One is, let's begin with a buy. We pass on a buy, and then we'll go off to rubber. What is the definition, according to rubber, of a psulatus? If you take a look at the Rambam's definition, very good, Hilchos Eidos, very succinct, but it's Harishayim Psulim Eidos Menatorah Shenema Al Toshes Rosh in Rosh Elios Eid Chomes Al Toshes Rosh Eid. Okay, who is an Eidos? Eizahu Rosh. Who's a Rosh? Komi Shoova Averi Shechayavim Alah Mal. Anyone who did an Avera, the Yochayev Malkus. How is the Rosh Apostolidish? Why? It's Hare Torah, Karol, the Mukhay Malkus Rosh. And Mukhay Malkus Rosh, Shenem, Mukhayim, and Hakos Rosh. Certainly, Mukhay Mises Bezin Post. Over the Avera, Shechayev Malkus Minatorah is Post Minatorah. Mid Malkus Rabbon, Post Mid Rabbonan. Oh, Yeshom Rishoyim. There's another type of Rosh. Psulim Yeshom. Avishem b'nei tashlumim. Ve'ena b'nei malchus. She pay. Lochim mamon she'enu shalahem b'chomos. An aveira that you take money that does not belong to you b'chomos. She'nema ki yokum eid chomos v'yish l'anus l'osa. So there are two types. One is simple, do an Avera for which you chayav Malkus or Misa. Number one. That's a Rosh, Stam Rosh. Now the Rosh of Rosh of the Chomos. Rambam defines Rosh of the Chomos. Lekichas Momon, an Avera of Lekichas Momon. Okay. According to Rava, there's only a Rosh of the Chomos. But a Rosh of the Chomos includes Ochon Avelos to Teyava. So Tosis and Sanhedrin ask a question. Chomos means money. So what does it have to do Ochon Avelos to Teyavin? So Tosis says like this. Mitzono Rosha. Amazing. Avol gav the Tosis test on the basis of Amasul Mitzono. Of the Roy Boy Rosh of the Chomos, Perik Seboria, who do no Ochon Avelos to Teyavim, came Shavu'ot and also Al Das Kona. כמו כן היה עושה בשביל הנוס מומר ומאיר שקם. According to Rava, what is the Aveira of Chamos? That I do, I'm a Baltaiva, and if I'm a Baltaiva and I do an Aveira because of Taiva, I'm Choshed Lashaker. Because someone will pay me off. I'm Choshed Lashaker. Shot. The shaker. If now the hard on my hearts on the Gemara says a choshel aray is choshel edus. Conscious love the ikasadish of all erev. Or shul gospel aray is from isyachim. But Tosis says no. Maybe nami where there's a difference between someone paying you off and an overwhelming yetzara. Okay. But Tosus, when he talks in terms of Rosh of the Chomos, means you don't trust the person because he's choshed, whether it's Taivas Arayas, whether it's Taivas Momon, he's choshed l'shakim mishum Taiva. He's choshed l'shakim doing Aver because of Taiva, and therefore he's choshed l'shakim. Shad Shekin. That's Tosus. That is Rava. Comes in Abaye. Says, no. There are two types. There's one type which is you are psul rosh because of the psul aguf. Nothing to do with shan or shaka. The Torah says anyone does an aver is a rosh. Oh, you're a rosh. The Torah says the rosh is supposed to be. Now, in addition, but you have to be chayav malchus. What about a ganav? That's rosh of the chometz. How do I define a rosh of the chometz? So the Rambam defines it. And we'll see major nafkminis halacha. Someone who is an aveir of lekichas moment shelo bishus. Aveir is lekichas moment. Now, is it because of shash mshakar? It's a separate type of psul aguf. You don't know. Well, how Rava works. Now, that is a rosh psul aguf. Now let's take a look here on Daf Mem Hei Omid Beis Mishnah. Shikhoshel Ashur Keitzer. This now we're talking about Edus. We're talking who is Nemon with a Shur. Keitzer. Achatz Shur So Edus. Achatz Shur So Pikotin. Bafilu Shur Shov. Number one, Benji Nachshav Shur So Edus. Benji Nachshav Shur So Pikotin. Says, but that's not the only ones. Now it's quoting the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. It's Masachi Bakov Yamal Babriz Afrika Yonam Sof Hashvius. Okay, it says a Gemara like here. I'm involved like this. My afilu shua shav. Loma boy come. Loma boy hayach yisbuk fierce momen. That elo at the bottom, the last 10 lines. Al afilu honami fierce dvarim ba'alma hu loma hemi. Let's say nami shua zvitu. So why does it say all of them except shua zvitu, which we all know what that is? Kiktoni shua dechi komishtabe b'shikri komishtabe. Well, the Mishnah lists all of those that when he takes the shoe, it's a shekin. Just be to the ikel and maim of the bakush to come a shtabah. That I'm swearing truthfully. Lo k'toni. Tenech o chavlo chalti lo chavlo maik la maim. Shua shov chol de domilo, says Rashi. He spoke for his mother. She was between the Haboch, the Stamme, Ekele, Mendel, but Kushti, Stamme, she died to a kind of. We were over all the Hoshi for Yetzra and Hoshibakahal, she was over the whole Tish Shekamik. Rashi says, what a very important Rashi. Is he Hoshi to lie under a Shu or not? lion douche. Ochi shekami pif. Hold the dumb will call shula shahova. Not shula haba. Choshna shula is where he's choshed to say a sheker. Now, but in the Mishnah we have also. Now, so Rashi is very clear. The Mishnah is very precise. Okay. Also, Africhayonim, which is Rashi the Chomos. What about Ochel Nevelos Lahachis? Take a look in the Rambam Perek Beis Hilchos Tohen V'Nitin Halacha Aleph. Who's Choshe Al Ashua? Choshe Al Ashua Mashmino Solo Shua Satora Lo Shua Medivrayim Lo Shua Hesus. Filu Rotz HaTovein Shom Echon Nishba L'Sheke Shuaz Bitoi includes Shuaz Bitoi. Oh, Shuaz Ha'edus against Rashi. Rashi says Shuaz Bitoi not. Then he says all forms of Shuaz Bitoi. Remember the Rambam? Shuaz Bitoi is under what Lo Sasei. Lo Sishavu B'Shmila Sheker. Every Shuaz Bitoi is Sheker. Other Rishonim say no. It's by Yachol Devaro. Nothing to do with Sheker, is creating Yisurim. Oh, Shuaz Ha'edus, Oh, Shuaz Ha'edus, Oh, Shuaz Ha'edus, Arihu Chosha Ha'ashua. V'chein kol posel Ha'edus Mishom Ha'veinu, Ben Pason Hashem. All of them. So, Rambam is telling me as follows. Let's say, not a Ochon Nevelos L'Teyovan, not a Rosh HaDechomas, a plain Lovei Shanis. Why? Shanis doesn't make any sense. I'm not going to do it. Nothing to do with Taiva. No big Taiva about Shanis. No big Taiva about Shanis. But the Psul Aguf of Eidus apparently makes me a Choshud Al Shvur. So Choshud Al Shvur. Okay. Says the Haggadah Maimonides here. Rashi Pirish and Choshe Bekash and Echshal Shuas Bit, because that's what the Gemara seems to say. Because Achre came Kofar Yitzvah for a long time. I will go in post school. The Gonim disagreed with Rashi. Says Haggadah Maimonides. Rabbeinu Hamachabesh Gam Shuas Bit in this. Loktoni Pirish. It's just why the Gemara is just talking about why it's not in the Mishnah. Rav HaKosef, Shnitzel Shuaz Bito, Yodana Behitz, Tuchshar Shuaz, Uperish, Valoch Zolos, Shanishba Ve'ena B'Kayem, Tzuduch Odom Shoval Charom Ol Shalon, Uchon Shal Shuaz, can't both agree. Rav Yog Potsa Karashi, Shabach, okay, it's like Rashi. Okay, so we have the first now. This is Gemara in Bava Metzia. Talking about Ishtamuta Kamishtama. Kovuk, we call them possibly. Or Ishtamuta Kamishtama. The Gemara begins like this. I'll outline the Gemara, you'll take a look at it, because it's very key to understand our Suki. There's an Issa in the Torah, there's a lot of background. Lo Sachma. What is Lo Sachma? The Rambam in Hilchos Gzeil Vavei, the Perek Aleph, says what? What is Lo Sachmo? Kol haChomei Avdo Amoso Beisu V'Kelu Shel Chaveilo HaMchomei There's something someone can sell to me. And I had all of his friends calling him up. I call him up 2 o'clock in the morning, drowning with emails, do everything I can. Vehivtzavon pressured him. I shall call him imenu. Av bishenosel odomim rabim. I pay for it. Harizeh ogle belosasi shenem losachmod. Losachmod is not stealing. It's not just desiring. Desiring is losasave. Losachmod is pressuring until a person sells me and sells it to me. And it can be for a gigantic price. Ve'elokan alavsa. Why? No malchus. Why she'ein bo maisa? No maisa. I mean, ein bo maisa. Every aveira has a well-defined act that I do. I'm not allowed to eat nevelus or treifus. There's a maisa achila. I'm not allowed to steal. There's a maisa gneiva. There's a maisa levishashat. Specific, definitive maisa that I'm doing. He has no specific thing that I'm doing. I told him to call someone on the telephone, ask him to sell it to me. Okay. How many times do you call him until then? One, I can call him. No problem. Two, I can call him. What's the thing until I drive him absolutely crazy? Until he says, get off my head, I'll sell it to you. It's not a well-defined maisa. Rabban Namra place has something without a well-defined maisa. There's no malchus, the love shame, but maisa. And Van Loken, Shambo Mice says the Ravid on the two Ravids. The Ravid says, Lo, I'm a road sunny. The mom says, even if he says road sunny. Says the Ravid, Lo, you see, came a girl. He said, Hey, Chem Mice, a girl, Matilas Chafetz. I took it without his saying road sunny. I'm living in Mayma. You have Tashlumen, his pot. What do? I say, I pressure him. I drive him crazy. Then I put down money on the table. Here, take the money. I'm taking it. He never agreed to it. So it's gesel. Will a homemade be posuliatus or not posuliatus? Well, is it an isilakichas mormon? No. What's the yisa? This is driving the person crazy. Do you get malach to turn? No. Is he possible to shvua? So here there's a Gemara in Bar Metzia and says like this. Why is he not possible to shvua? Shvua? Well, there's talking about possible to shvua. Because people think Lo Sachmod is only without money. Like, you put down money on the table and pay it, most people don't say that. Right. Oh. Tired. I need a Shulchan Aruch, Simon Lamed Dalet, and Simon Pesach. Take a look at Rambam Hilchos Poim V'Nitin. Beis halacha yud beis. It's our suit. Ta'ano sheyesh le'etzlo chov b'yedin. I say you borrowed 1,000 shekel from me with Aiden or with Kenyan. There's not an emet. I'm a Kenyan. Pratich, I paid you. But he's not going to show up in Bezim with Aiden. He just says you owe me the money. They were Aiden. I said I paid you. So even he's nemo with amigo. Why is he nemo with amigo? He could have said, "Well, I never borrowed from him." So chay v'chol klum v'nishba. And afterwards, Adam came. I was mishalim v'ainu choshev. He's not choshev l'ashvur. But he knew ashlo parav. Lo ma nipa lo hoyed varmei. They were not made that he was said a sheker. Okay, if you take a look in Shulchan Aruch, the way the Shulchan Aruch calls it, the way Bebe HaGola says it, in some Pesayim. Do a Pesayim here. In some Pesayim. Where's the plumber? Hey. Well. It says, as long as it can be told on with Sadeh Bezayim. Sadeh Bezayim. Pei Zayin Lamed Aleph. Pei Zayin Lamed Aleph. We'll begin Pei Zayin Lamed Aleph. Pei Zayin Lamed Aleph. Tan Sheyesh Letzelchov quotes our whole this Rama. Says the Berak Ola. What's the reason? Anytime I have something I can be told it on, that I'm not a willful liar, I meant this, I thought this, I could have this or this, I may have said this, I'm not going to be possible. Choshar al ashvu. And Sadeh Beis. What did it say, Sadeh Beis here? Zion. Chayv Shvud, who Choshar al ashvu, connect. Okay. Why? Because he's a Goslin. I'm sitting in a Pikodin. I said, I'm not sitting in a Pikodin. I'm all right, Goslin. On the other hand, Kovu Milf, I'm not a Goslin. Why am I not a Goslin? I'm not allowed to lie in Bezdin. That's also for me to lie in Bezdin. It's also for me to lie in Bezdin. Those are Shakru Ishmamiso. Why not? Because in my mind, I have a Teretz. I'm going to pay him tomorrow in a week when I get more money. As long as there is a Teretz in my mind, why I think this is all right, you know, it's a bad Teretz, it's an Avera, I'm not Choshek. Here we're talking, what the Gemara has, a Choshek HaMamon, Choshek HaShvuos. Choshek stealing, Choshek HaShvuos. It's very, very different. They're two very different things. Now, in Simen Lamed Daled, in Shulchan Aruch, the following halacha. What is the Rosh? Now, but what happens? Kovu b'mil v'nishba olav. I took a shvua. Ah, that's different. Is it a shvua sheker? It's a shvua sheker. I said I never borrowed from you. I thought, okay, I borrowed, but I'm going to pay. No, you took a shvua. You took a shvua sheker. You chayv malchus for it. You posel. Okay, now. Yeah. What about the Gemara has people doing Aveira that they have a Teretz for that it's really Mutter? Gemara says it, Legabi, I'm not a choshed. Why? The Gemara says that Gemara is talking about Shvua. When the Gemara is talking about Shvua, the Gemara says, because people don't think that Losachmor means when you put money down. So he had a teretz in his mind. That's wrong. It's the wrong halacha. But as long as I have a teretz in my mind, I'm not chosh. Chosh means I do it willfully, and therefore you don't trust him now. But if it's, he had a teretz in his mind, he's not a willful liar. He's not chosh ha'oshvu. What about Lugabe Eidos? So the halach is here. Let's say Lamed Dalet Dalet Kovrei Hametz Beyond Tavrisha. The Chevra Kedisha that will do a levaya and bury a mess in Yom Tavrisha, kosher. Afil nidu osim, they put them in there, rishinu, and they keep doing it. They shame sovrim shemitzvahem osim, shlo nidu osim al kapara. Says the Lamov, what din le shadvar yis, shinu chalom esha ovru makach tos. Says, any time I have a teretz, I'm not posting the edges. It's a bad teretz, it doesn't make sense. And this is very nogei lemaisin halacha. What is it? Let's say a person doesn't carry with an erev. He's choshed that shitas rov rishonim and it's chil shabbos. I'm very mocked, but I'm convinced it's chil shabbos. Can I use as an aid of my chasna someone who does carry with an erev? And says, what does he think? He's willfully mechal shabbos, or he thinks it's a mutter? This is mutter. When I got married, I had a problem. I was very makbid, and no one was makbid that time in Chodesh Chutz Laaretz. I was absolutely convinced that it's an issur d'oraisa. Was should I be makbid and my chasna that the eidim should be people who, when there's a yashin, when didn't he hold Chodesh Chutz Laaretz? No. The answer is was Alochon Shulchan Aruch Sarev very, very clearly that as long as they think that's mutter and they're told her on this sheet or that sheet or the other sheet, they're not posel yedus, right? Then nor are they choshen and shvua. Has to be willful in both cases. Now, so ishtamut, I'm in Besdin. And someone comes up to me, you borrowed 1,000 shekel from me. And I say, I never borrowed 1,000 shekel from you. Am I willful? So what aveira did I just do? I did an aveira of lying, yes. Am I mutter to do that? No. Am I a gazlin? No, because I'm paying next week when I have a... Right now, I just have 1,000 shekel in my wallet. I don't want to put myself down to zero. Next week, I'm expecting a big payment. Next week, I'm expecting a big payment. So, I'm not a gossip. And I don't think I did anything much because I'm planning on paying anyway. So, what does the Gemara say? That's ishtamut dekom ishtamut. How does Rashi understand our sugya? Rashi understands Hakovu Milva Koshli Eidos. Now, does Eidos have anything to do with Chashash Meshaker or not? Let's say a man is a pathological liar. Pathological liar. Many years ago, I had a bocher in yeshiva. He was a very sick boy, a pathological liar. One day he walks in, some torn clothes, it was in Gan Sanhedrin, and someone jumped. Gave the whole story. Whole story. And he's staggering in. Everyone feels sorry for him. Oh, Nebuch, what happened? And he's telling everyone this story. Turned out it was a total sheker. Sure. He liked telling it. He would tell stories until people got used to it and stopped believing him. An absolute pathological liar. But has he an Avera? Okay. Machol Zishon with a concept of Matvar Sheket. Shvua doesn't say anywhere that he's Choshal HaShvua. Doesn't say anywhere he's Choshal HaShvua. Shvua is an Avera of Shvua is any Psul Eidos or anything of that shows I take a shvua v'sheker. Now wait one second. The Rambam defined it. Be very, very careful. And here there's a rivosh. Rivosh is very critical. And it seems in the machlokas rishon. What about shvua she'ochal kikazeh hayom? V'ova hayom v'lo achla. Is he going to be posliyedus or not posliyedus? Rama says posliyedus is only when chayav malchus. Shusha ochal kikazeh hayom, v'ova hayom v'lo achla. See chayav malchus? No, either it's because of lav shem b'maisa, or it's because of hasra sofet. No. The Rama says all cases of shuas bitul. Your pulse liatus. That means, was he over lo si shavu bishmi la sheka? It was over lo si shavu bishmi la sheka. Comes along the rivosh, you'll take a look in the rivosh. Quote the rivosh, again, quote the rivosh. No. No chayav malchus. And when he took the shua, he meant to fulfill the shua. Except something happened along the line. That's what Rashi says. Something happened along the line, and I got a tremendous yetzara. Shochel gigazah. I said, no, this, I'm not interested in eating anymore. Whatever, I would hold teretz. But, he says, so he is separating shvua, choshur al shvua, choshur al shvua. Choshen al shvua to what? He says, Malchi Malchus is not. Willful sheker, willful shvua sheker, not. Nothing. So why? But Shosha holds his shvua mipiv, it was nothing. What does Rashi say? I'm involved in an aleph. No case of shvua spitu. Why? Okay. Either shvua shalo ochal or shvua shalochal. Rivar says, wait a second. Rivar says, wait a second. There's a difference between Shua Shalo Ach and Shua Shalochal. Why? Shua Shalo Ochal Kikazeh Am Chaya Malchus. Shua Shalochal Kikazeh Am Chaya Malchus. So what's happening? What's happening is a very, very simple thing that's happened. According to Rashi, you're Choshen Al Shua. Is not anyone who did an Avera for Shechaya Malchus. Any Avera of willful Sheker. Any Avera of willful Sheker. Not an Avera of willful Sheker, because when I said it, I planned on doing it. Something came up afterwards. That's number one. Number two, what about a Gazlan? Gazlan's a whole different type. A Gazan's a Bal Avera. He's choshud on Averis. Because of Taiva. So, choshud on Averis because of Taiva. That's Rashi. What is it? That's Rava's Eid de Chomos. Choshud on Averis because of Taiva. So how can I trust him that he won't take a shvua? That's how Rashi wants it. Comes along Rashi and our Gemara says, no. He's not a choshev. As long as he has a teretz in his mind, as long as he has a teretz in his mind, that's enough. It's not choshen anymore. When are you choshen? If I did an aveira of lekichas mamon b'shaita, it's an aveira. It's an aveira of gezel, and I'm chayav. Or I nishba l'sheker. I'm choshen lying on the shul. Now, that's how Rashi. We'll see how the different Rishonim understood also. Rashi said, what is the Gemara saying? Call from the milveh kashli avis. Now, how am I called from the milveh? In best in swearing or not in best? It says Rashi. Call from the milveh. Ubo eidim. Uhu lo nishba. He just denied in Bezdin before he took a shvua. Koshli Yegis. Lo amor and Chosham amorahu. No Chosham amor. El ishtamu tukum ishtamet. So Rashi has in back of his mind the Gemara bo metzia that you'll see for tomorrow. Choy whether the Gemara has a question. Well, the Chosham amor and Chosher shvua. What's the case then? Case there is Shnayim, Ochas, and Batalis. Zama Kulu Shuli, Zama Kulu Shuli. Zama Ani Mitzvasi, Zama Ani Mitzvasi. Zay Yishova, Vazay Yishova. Or I say, why do I have such a Shvua? Shelo Yo, Yele Cholecha, V'tokev Talisu Shechavero. I can go, and I can grab something yours, and I'm holding on to it. Or it says, Yechosha, that's what the person did. So he's a Chosha Mamona. So apparently, all Chosha Mamona, lo Chosha Shavuos. Oh. Well, has a whole discussion of Chosha Mamona, Chosha Shavuos, Chosha Mamona. So Rashi said, just because I said in Bezdin that I didn't borrow, and it's an outright lie, and I did not bear those Sishaku Ishbami, so it's an outright lie, but I'm not Chosha Mamona. Why? Because I figure I'll pay tomorrow. So it's not considered gezel. Because I'm planning on paying. As long as I can, but see what it is Rashi says. Look at Rashi. Tell you that I'm reading Nishtamut Kamashan. Did we ask the person? No, we didn't. He says, I didn't borrow. But we're able to be Matarits Diburo that something may be happening in his mind, that he's justifying lying. And he doesn't think he's stealing because he's planning on paying next week. That's enough to say he's not choshen on mamon. And if he's not choshen on mamon, he's not choshen on shvuah. That's how Rashi interprets the Gemara. El ishtamu tukum ishtamah mishum de milva vatsonin v'ein achshu b'yodam alifrok b'pikon posleg v'lono nishba v'mishor dekofa ichshele b'mamonu. Rashi doesn't say Ovar Alaveris Gzela. Doesn't say that. Because the moment ever you gave me Pikotin, I have to give you back the exact same thing that you gave me. And I say, it never happened. But it's in my house. So there's no Teretz in the world I can give. No Teretz in the world I can give. So I'm choshed that I'm taking money. If shalei mamona, umar moment zibar kamamuk malay kedi also sadi have a biyode like on maybe ikas lemishnamet adu choshed mishachem. And what do the eidim come and say? That it's sitting in my house in a convenient place that you don't have to check in, you don't have to look for it. But let's say I put it somewhere. Aiden don't say anywhere where it was. What do the Aiden say? He has it. So I have it. I can tell. Go to Bez and say, listen. I knew I had it. I didn't know where it was. And it's going to take me who knows how long to find it. So I figure I'll look for it in the meantime. So he's Kofa. He's a Goslin. Kofa because he's a Goslin. But as long as we have this svara ba'almo, that we can put into his mind. He doesn't have to have claimed it. Have some way of justifying it, that he's not choshen mamona, so then he's not choshen al shua. So what are we talking about in choshen al shua? It's not a psula guf. Question is, can we reinterpret his mind in such a way, Rashi says, that he's not harsher than he's an outright thief? That's how Rashi interprets the Gemara. As long as we can reinterpret and get into and say he might have been thinking X, Y, Z, he just didn't want to say it, and therefore he's not an outright ganav, so that is not choshed amamon. We're always talking about choshed amamon. So we understand, as long as it's some sort of a purpose, that's how Rashi. And what is the Gemara doing? Where did the Gemara prove it from? The Gemara proved it from Eidus. This is different halacha. So the pashtus of the Gemara is what? That when a rush of the chomos is what? It's because he's... Why? He's not a gazlan b'mezin? Or he's just not choshev. Difference is as follows. Let's go back. Rosh of the Chomets, we pass going to buy him. Does he agree with Rava that Rosh of the Chomets is anyone who's choshev to an avera because of taiva? It's not a psalakov. The way Rashi interprets it, the way the simple way of interpreting Agamar is, choshev mamona means, can we trust him? We can't trust him. That's what Rosh of the Chomets, I can't trust him. He does averas because of taiva. Some lie because of taiva, some swear falsely because of taiva. But that's only if I know Vavadai that he does it. As long as I have some way of interpreting his mind, that it is that he's justifying himself, he's not choshed anymore. And Rashi interprets Agamar going according to the Tzad, choshed amamona is choshed ashvus. This is Harash. Tosis. Yeah. Okay. So Gemara says like this. So, Rashi. Adram ain't on me as part of my chol. And Toma the Amin but Pirkim and Neima Omer Torah mixes. Take a look, man. Base on my base. Omer Rabba, top second line. When they may all return more than some tiny in Shofa, Hazokin or may is born with Nebuchadnezzar, says Rashi. Elabed the Rabba come if looky, the old Matona caught Mishum Dang Tanosum, Shu Mokomar, Suki Tanish Curly, Hoka Tiny Sat. Hoka Tiny, what happens? Rablezman Yankov. Rablezman Yankov Tar, Pomo Jesus, I come and say, you borrowed 1,000 shekel from my father. So it says that depends on Rabbi. Okay. He should have denied the whole thing. He should have admitted everything. So I was in and Shlomo Avraham got the kof hakol nami mishdamet mikol mokom ein lo kol kach ponem lichvo hakol molichvo v'mitzas v'lekum nigo. What is Tosis saying? Tosis is saying like this. What is the Gemara asking the Neimar Torah? told that there's one Rebbe Rosh Hashanah, so we ask him time of the crow. The Pesach said it. The Pesach said it. Now the Pesach. So says no. Every mode of Bemitzas has a Migo. What's his Migo? I could have been called from a call. And if Migo pats us from a Shvua, so I'm confronted with this whole situation. So it means that I have to run from here. No, Migo doesn't pats from a Shvua. But Migo pats from a Shvua. So how in the world could the Torah say, Mode of Mitzvah brings it has to swear. Whereas what we call the Migo Daho Oza. What is Migo Daho Oza? It's more comfortable for me to say that I'd be embarrassed to say something else. Migo Daho Oza is not a Migo. So what it told us is creating an entire superstructure in five words. We'll see Rishon spell it out, but he says, listen. The Torah the Gemara wasn't asking time of the Krah. The Gemara says there's a basic stira. On the one hand, I have Dino Migo. And I, in every other place, says Migo Patsus from Meshua. And here, called Enamoda Ben Mixus. It has to swear, he has a Migo, I could have been a Kofa Hako. So why does he swear Elamai? What do I have to conclude from here? I don't say Migo to Patsu. I don't say Migo in general. I don't say Migo to Patsu. So what am I concluding from here? No, says the Gemara. It's not a good Migo. It's a Migo. It's more comfortable for me to say, okay, I owe you a little bit. And in my mind says, I'll pay you off the full thing later. Than to say, I don't owe you anything. That's how Tolan understood the Gemara. He says, if so... Oh my mean, but Pierkim Lemma Termal is Shayeshova, I know. Oh my god, the cover called Nami Mishtamin. Anyone cook quantum lifko hako. Well lichbo the mitzvah leko miko. Then if not, Anamel Pav Mechovo applies. Ishtamutika Mishtamin applies in both cases. The Gemara is just explaining why there's no Migo on Mode of a mitzvah. But in general, Einonim Meis Panav Nevchovo. Einonim Toin Ken Geishlova. So there's a stira between the two. How do I deal with the stira? I deal with the stira. Okay. So, Shtemuti, it's a little more convenient for me. So therefore, there is no Shur. Each one has a Nam on us. The Toin has a Nam on us, and the Nitan has a Nam on us. The Torah has a Nam on us, and I'm Torah can Yesh Lo. The Nitan has a Torah on us, and I'm Meir's part of Nam Al-Chava. When I go down a little bit, I say, I owe you 50. Oh, so it's easy for me to say that. So I lose a degree of my Nam on us. I lose a degree of my Nam on us, and therefore, Torah has been mashed in Nam on us. How? I'm marshaling my nemonis by saying, we're taking a shvua. Let's go back to something. So I say, Chamsh, I go up to you and I say, you owe me 100. And you say, I owe you 50. You have to take a shvua. Right? On the other 50, you say, you can't take a shvua for all the different. Let's say you say 50, I know 50, I don't know. You can't take a shvua. So what does Tosus tell me? In the past, we've seen it that Baba Kamba Daf Mevav have a little meida. That means, what is Tosus telling me? How does Tosus understand how motive and mitzvahs work? I come ask you for 100. I have a nemonis. People don't stand walking to beds and make things up. You answer 0. You have a nemonis. My nemonis, your nemonis cancel each other out. We go home. But you say 50... You say 50, so your nemonis goes down a notch. Your nemonis goes down a notch. The Torah says, pick your nemonis up. And you have to swear, you have to bolster your nemonis. And if you refuse to bolster your nemonis with a shvua, so then you have to pay. but let's say I can't swear for a technical reason. Because I say, I don't know. So there's nothing. So I'm left with the 50. And a chanami, my nemonis is down. But it's the nemonis of the towing is not strong enough to be motzi mamon. So if I say, lo yodan, and I should have known, my nemonis goes down on another notch. I should have known, and I say, I don't know. That's enough to be motzi mamon. But if my nemonis doesn't go down step two, I can't be motzi mamon. That's how Tosis understood how Moreh B'Mikzvos works. That Tosis of Havel Elameda, Tosis they give the Thurim Yeshua. Yeshua is a din nemonis. And if I say 50, I don't owe you, and I take a shvua, so my nemonis is back up. I don't owe you any money. But if I say, if I don't take a shvua, so it depends why I don't take a shvua. If my not taking a shvua is a further compromise on my nemonis, so that double compromise on nemonis is enough to melt him off from also. But if it's just one level, it's not enough to be that balance is not enough. That differential is not enough for motzi mamon. That's Tosfos' understanding of how Moreh B'Mikzvos works. Now, that's this Tosfos here. We'll see it as we go through the sugya. We'll see it in greater detail in the various rishonim. Now, ishtemut dekon mishtamen. So, what does Tosfos say? He says, the Torah in one circumstance says to, and comes with Nachman says in all circumstances. Shnumu de Gomer Shtami came in very kind of Bob Metzia. The Hadomer Rab Nachman Vashmel to Shuas Hesses. Namely, the Choshen Mar Choshen Shuas Amai, the Mashani, the Shnumu de Gomer Shtami, the Mashani, the Hosu. The Elevation Mishan of Korf Mahani Hachbir. Okay, we'll have to see what the Gemara Meretz Hashem being added tomorrow. You'll see, you'll take a look at the Gemara Membeis on the base. You'll take a look, that Gemara Ma'amra Torah is from the Dav Gimel Med Aleph, Subash Yud Ches. And here, you'll see the Gemara Dav Bov Metzia. We'll go through the Sugis with the various Rishonim. And this is a very good sugya for straightening out and getting a complete havana of what a Moreh B'Mikzvos is and how a Moreh B'Mikzvos works.